advise you to get off the streets as quickly as possible. It'll soon be a war up there.
And we are, as a people, opposed to secret societies, to secret oaths.
I know for a fact.
And to secret proceedings.
Weapons of mass destruction.
I have a dream.
I take the threat very seriously.
A new world order.
Your government thanks you for your participation.
You are now listening to the world-famous Sofa King Podcast.
Please, read from sheets. I am Sofa King.
Sofa King.
Now repeat all very fast, please.
I am Sofa King.
Faster.
I am Sofa King.
No, not so fast. Loses meaning.
I am Sofa King.
You say funny things.
Did you get business cards, Dave?
No.
Oh, my bad. You're not on.
That seemed like you set that up.
No, I didn't set it up. That was not me.
No, I didn't get business cards. I'm going to.
Yes.
As soon as Brent, a.k.a. the office manager.
Yeah, he didn't get me any either.
Order.
You literally said, I don't really care about business cards. I don't need them. And I said, fine, I'm not going to spend $50 if you don't want them. So I didn't.
I don't remember that conversation.
I have it. It's in text, actually.
No, it's not.
Yeah, I have
Lies.
It. Screenshots.
Lies. Anyway.
But conversely, I told him a couple of things and he replied and said, those are lame.
I did. Because I put Pigeon Father on mine. And then I thought Brad would do like Shadow Chancellor or something.
I am the Chancellor of Justice. Thank you very much.
Chancellor of Justice, which I think would be appropriate. I asked Dave and he said vegan.
I said like that or something else and I don't remember what the
Well, that's kind of funny.
All right.
If you want, I think the vegan thing's kind of funny.
Then I thought to myself, you know, it's Dave's fucking car. It didn't have to be stupid like me, like the Pigeon Father. If you want to put vegan, that's fine.
Yeah, it can be equally as stupid
to
put vegan.
I was ready for it to be like funner.
I think that is funny because I think it's more funner because
yes,
vegans always try and promote themselves as vegan. I think that's appropriate. Like you should tell everybody. I think you need to write vegans on the soles of your shoes so when you're just casually sitting there with your foot up, it fucking says vegan on the bottom.
I could.
That way we can tell the difference between you, Jesus, and the killer.
Yeah.
If there's one set of footprints in the sand, you say vegan, I can tell it's you.
That's true.
Yeah, and you wouldn't kill him. No. Yeah.
That's true.
So,
but I did get cards, and that already came in handy. A potential congressman came up to me, and I had a card to give him. He said, this is my card. I'm running for Congress. And I said, that awesome. Nice to meet you. And he said, and I'm a fan of the show.
And for, for the sake of him running for Congress, we will not mention his name.
Yeah. He will lose.
We'll do him.
Actually, he will lose.
We'll do him the favor.
Somebody's not voting
not
for him.
Saying
actually,
who
though,
is.
I don't think it matters. If people are listening to this show in town, they would vote for him.
That depends on how engaged our fan bases. Maybe That's they'll true. Vote for him because he's a fan of the show. We could base his
for
platform
sure.
yeah. off that. Because yeah. the people that do matter to him
we
probably don't
be,
listen to the show.
Yeah, it could be the difference of life or death for him.
Yeah.
It's true.
Yeah. Tip the scales.
Yeah, we just can't talk about the sex magic that he does.
Probably.
That's true. Probably, yeah, that's probably.
But I had a card to give him back, and he's like, this is a really nice card.
Yeah.
And I was like, this whole conversation's weird.
Yeah.
That you're potential
Our fucking show is the shit, yeah. Congressman. Soon to be.
Yeah, just remember going, that when you're in office.
Yeah, you're not going nowhere.
Yeah.
We own you.
There's certain people when they say they listen to the show, I just immediately feel guilty. I'm just like, oh, fuck. It's like my grandma hearing it or something. I don't know why the congressman. I just feel like it was the wrong audience. And I was like, God, the things we said, light cakes of light or whatever, strawberry cheesecake.
We didn't make it up.
I know.
No, that's
true.
That's history. But anyway, I had a chance to meet a fan.
You should do it more often, man. Show up to the meetups, dude.
Nah, it's not my style. I think I'm good.
I run into
I like to be the man
store.
Of mystery.
I saw Carrie Wobey at my grocery store, and I was in the, like behind the tree, not on purpose. I was trying to navigate through the flower bed.
What do you mean?
To get I was to pretending the, to be Asian for a day.
I was going through the flower bed, and then she's like, oh, God. And her daughter's like, look, there's a sofa king hiding in the bushes. And I was all, booga, booga, and held up my arms. And then she was like, Jesus oh, we're Christ. Going camping. And I was like, oh, yeah, where? And she said some location. I was like, I have no idea where that is. I was just trying to make conversation.
She's like,
I'm not talking
shit.
To you anymore and took off in the store. She's like, but you got my name right for the record. Brad was wrong. You were right. It's it's Wobey.
No, it's not. She doesn't know her name.
It weeble and wobbles and doesn't fall down, Brad.
Yeah.
That's all Brad says.
That's her
time.
Name.
But
when was this?
So I'm supposed to have stalkers at the grocery store.
Carrie Wobblopagus.
Yeah.
When was this?
Fuck if I know. I don't know. A couple like, days ago.
Remember? You're I'm asking just curious. Him to remember something.
Is it long enough for her to have returned and not had someone go like missing for one?
No, she could be missing anymore. Right now.
She
actually,
could be missing right.
Yeah. She might be.
She's probably cooking hot dogs over a campfire as we speak.
Yep. Oh.
And she could probably fit 10 of them in her mouth. I bet.
No. Oh, she's encroaching on the world record.
Yeah. If you get 10 at a time in a carousel rotation of teepee cock formation, then you have a chance at the world record if you can do it under 3 minutes.
50 shades of cock. Like it's like every ethnicity.
You just make that book.
Yeah.
Let's not try to disguise it with a narrative. Yeah. It's just like
50 shades of cock.
Just nothing but cock.
It's like fucking Habib was here tonight and he whipped me in the ass.
It's around the world in 80 dicks.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, I like that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Starring Savannah Brandt. Oh, our patron. Got that out of the way.
Oh, did I have
boom?
Smooth. Oh, I did have patrons.
That was smooth. Yeah.
You're the worst. Mm. I gave them to you.
I do not have them.
I do not have them.
I do not have them.
They're probably upstairs.
You're in luck. I have a screenshot.
Both patrons are upstairs tied up.
That's right.
By upstairs, we mean physically. Yeah, we saw them at the grocery store and we took them upstairs.
Yep.
Right, and I will say we're doing two hot sacks this week because we didn't do one last week. So our second hot sack winner is Alex Motika, who posted a delicious looking bowl of guacamole and said it was her first time ever having El Yucateco.
That does not sound like the right name. Are you sure?
Alex Motika. M-O-T-Y-K-A.
I don't remember writing that at all. Yeah. I wrote that on a note for you, I thought.
You don't remember much.
No, this is that note.
Anyway.
Let me see that note while you're going.
Speaking, it's a different note. Yeah. I told you before we started, I picked a different.
Is it a guy or a girl?
It's a girl.
Oh, okay.
So she got the hot sack.
She got the
hot sack. So I did meet the fan I met. His name was Biff. Nobody gives a fuck about your last name.
Tannen is
and
his name.
Biff Tannen. Yeah, his name is Biff.
Clearly Tannen.
But nobody gives a fuck about your last name, Biff. And he did tell me. And he's a tall glass of Arab too. He's a and
spicy.
Yeah.
Let me have your notes.
And he did tell me that he hadn't had El Yucateco in a long time before listening to the show, and now he's collecting. Wow. So pretty interesting.
Where's your
he's collectively collecting?
Yeah. Yeah.
Your patron note, Dave.
What are you talking about?
I need your Patreon note. I'm trying to figure Brad's shit out. Okay, continue.
That's your
No, you forgot your note upstairs like you always do.
I know, but it was yours, and I just left it up there.
Okay.
I don't always leave them up there.
For the record, I was trying to listen to you, Brent.
I know.
Tall glass of Arabic.
Are you writing that down?
Yeah.
Okay.
Around the world in 80 dicks. Continue.
Okay, you were listening.
Yeah, see?
Yeah. Yeah. You know what's going on. 50 Shades of Dick.
Mm-hmm.
What's our whiskey?
I'm doing stuff. You guys do.
What are you doing? I'm doing stuff too. It's called recording a podcast.
I'm figuring out his patrons. He forgot. So in the next hour or so, he can say they suck dicks.
Okay. So we have a whiskey.
So if you want me to forget about you, go to patreon.com/selfkingpodcast. Support our show. Stop being a fuckface peasant. You piece of shit. Show us you have money.
I like that pitch.
That's good. Okay.
That was good. So we're drinking Lead Slinger's rye whiskey.
Rye whiskey.
It was given to us by Bruce Bankhead. Square bottle with a plastic cork.
Pretty sweet looking, but why whiskey isn't my thing.
Why risky?
It's not really my thing. Rye whiskey is not really my thing, but I'm going to give it a chance.
That's when Asian guys think about doing something really scary. Yeah, like
this does have a Vietnam fucking dude on there, and he will shoot you in the forehead.
Asian guy going to walk across the coals. He's like, oh, but why risky?
Why risky? Well, I love why risky.
That's kind of perfumey.
That's spicy.
It is spicy.
Tastes like flame broiler.
It's the why risky.
It's the why risky. Why risky tends to be spicy.
Why risky is always spicy.
Yeah.
It's not my...
Oh, talk about his present. He gave us another present, though.
Oh, he did give us the Dale Earnhardt gas tank whiskey bottle fucking thing. It's pretty sweet.
It's a NASCAR, like, super fast fuel, whatever that thing is. Upside down funnel canister.
The problem with it is it's very...
it's unstable.
It is unstable.
We're scared to put that whiskey in there.
Yeah, it's very easily dumpable.
And we would dump the fuck out of it.
Yeah.
Yes.
I fling my arms. Fucking Dave fucking arm wrestles his mic stand.
I'm jerking off into the table.
Yeah,
all the time.
Yeah. Brent arm wrestles dicks.
He's jerking off on tablets. Yeah. The
whole thing.
I got to tell it who's boss, you know?
Yeah.
Gets overzealous sometimes. So,
but thank you to Bruce Boxleitner for giving us the...
What the fuck why Boxleitner? Do you give me these names?
All of them were like that, dude. Everybody's name was fucked up.
Fucking patrons.
Everybody's name was crazy. They're all from Eastern Europe. People? They're all hockey players from fucking another part of the world. It's not my fault.
God damn it.
You'll have to come up with something clever for that.
I don't know.
I don't know.
They're that bad.
So
this is challenging me.
Okay.
Our topic today, speaking of being challenged, is the Wolf family murders. So...
we tried to get outside the box. We tried to pick stuff off the list for you guys, but also this is like an unknown thing, which presents an issue when studying, though, because...
yeah, because there's not a lot.
There's not a lot of information
because it's unknown.
But we want to do stuff that real. Someone else hasn't done.
Yeah, we just made this up.
You know what I mean? Yeah, we're just making this up.
Yeah, that's right.
And but you can't prove us wrong.
Yeah.
There's a good amount of journalistic articles written about it. There's a novel written about the Wolf family murders. To be honest, as a follow-up, there's a YouTube
documentary
show
thing
called Dark Matters, and it's hosted by a woman named Kaylee Elise, and she probably had the most thorough coverage of anything I've seen online.
Oh, she's got thorough coverage, all right.
I've watched her videos before on other subjects.
Yeah, you have.
And I paused it a couple times.
Yeah.
Under the desk. On a tablet.
But it was very, very informative. I'll post a link to it if anybody wants to know more about the murders that we don't cover, or if you want to hear it without
and that Dark Matters
dick
thing,
jokes and conversational cul-de-sacs, then you can definitely.
I think that's a collaboration, too. Dark Matters might be a guy that talks. She always does like collaborations with another dude.
Some British dude.
She does do collaborations with other dudes. A lot of them.
I'll make sure I contact her and let her know we gave her
listen
a shout out.
Show. Yeah, yeah. And then she'll already be aghast and turn the show off.
I was thinking this hasn't been covered a whole lot, but after we cover it, it will be covered a whole lot. Maybe. More than likely. So
as much as it can.
That's what
be.
Happens. Yeah,
that's right.
It's been 100 years and the evidence hasn't been saved. So it's.
I'm just saying between, more people will pick it up and talk about it probably.
Yeah. So the Wolf family murders. Talk about 1920, North Dakota, place called Turtle Lake. I didn't read anything about why it's called Turtle Lake, but I had a suspicion.
Because people always have turtle heads poking.
Yes, that's where everybody in North Dakota goes when they have to shit.
Yeah.
They got a turtle head poking out. They run straight to the
turtle
lake to let it drop.
How do you
that
think
counts for the front as
name.
Well as the back. Yeah. If you're in cold water, it's called a turtle head poking too. Yeah.
That's the ice pick.
That's the turtleneck.
Yeah. That's the ice pick.
What's the ice pick? I never heard that.
Frozen piss? Like coming out of your dick?
Ooh, I've never heard that.
No, I haven't either.
No.
But in North Dakota, it does get cold.
Yeah.
So all of these explanations do make sense for a North Dakotan.
Is that what they're called?
I don't know.
I've officially been to North Dakota if a layover counts. Yeah, like if you don't leave the airport, does it count as visiting the state?
That's not really in the state, probably. It's like North Dakota is like outside
the airport
of the state.
Is floating slightly above the ground.
It's like, it's outside the state.
I had to touch on soil.
Yeah.
And I was on that's a fair argument. If I didn't touch soil, I was on asphalt the entire time.
Yeah. If you didn't touch Troll Lake, you
I don't know. If you fucking went to Los Angeles, you could touch asphalt the entire time and you've been to Los Angeles.
Nah, you went to the
LAX ain't Los Angeles, though. It's like Torrance.
The soil's in the air. You breathe.
That's true.
Yeah.
You just breathe it.
Well, real soil.
My lungs,
like particles.
My lungs have been to LA.
Yeah.
And all they got me was this lousy t-shirt.
Yep.
And cancer.
So the Wolf family, as with a lot, so this area in the 1920s was a big spot for immigrants
Wolf.
To come.
It's a nice name.
Yeah.
It's a nice, strong last name.
It is.
Not like Mandy Osipenko. The fuck kind of name is that?
I don't know.
Osipenko?
Osipenko?
Osipenko.
Osipenko, don't you cry for me.
Osipenko.
I don't know. I think she has a podcast, actually. Something.
Does she?
Something pie. I
never
can't
heard
remember.
Of it.
Yeah. The pie podcast or something, I think.
Really?
Something like that. No, I'm being honest.
Like blueberry pie? They talk about pies?
Ooh,
no, I would like to do that podcast. I like banana cream pie.
It's a paranormal podcast, but it's called Something Pie. I wish I'd give her a better shout out. I can't think of it.
I do too.
That's messed up.
So
she sucks a lot of dicks, though.
What kind of Like if you were doing a podcast about pies, what other, like, do you just have the one pie?
No. I'd feature pie each week.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Banana cream is my favorite, but I do like so Dutch long. Apple. Dutch apple is good.
Okay. It's got the crumbs on.
Chocolate. Yeah. The crumbles, crumblies. That's what I call them.
So that, ladies and gentlemen, is exactly why we don't do a podcast about pie.
I could be completely wrong. I might be just making shit up right now.
So, Mandy, your podcast, what's it called again? Hit us up. Let us know. We'll give it a shout out.
I will. I'll find out.
And we'll tell you, we'll listen to it, but we really won't. I'm just going to tell you that right now.
But we will give you a dope shout out.
Yeah.
Like a legit shout out.
Yeah. If you have a podcast, if you don't fucking talk to us.
Okay. She can talk to us.
No, I don't want her talking to us.
So, the area, Turtle Lake.
I put a ball gag on her.
North Dakota. There's an area in North Dakota where in the late 1800s, early 1900s, a lot of people from Germany and Russia were emigrating there to, you know, get farmland, try to have a better life.
It's so weird. Of all places to move, that just seems strange to me. Like, that's what they pick?
Move somewhere.
There was beachfront property available at that point, man.
Maybe there wasn't.
Yeah.
Maybe the Indians had it.
Maybe it was more like their home climate.
Engines.
The red man.
That is true. They didn't mind it. Yeah, that was right. Beachfront property. That's right. Yeah, they're like, fuck it. This is warm.
So there's a family, the Wolf family, Jacob and Beata Wolf, and they have six daughters. And they're born in southern Russia in the 1800s. Jacob settles in North Dakota in 1903. He ends up meeting Beata, who had also settled there separately, and they get married in 1905. And apparently a lot of the Germans who immigrated there had a really hard time as, you know, the 1910s came around because propaganda against the Germans because of World War One.
Right.
So a lot of the German farms weren't succeeding because no one wanted to buy their shit. So these guys were kind of a rare case because they were very successful as a farm. And they, I don't know, they kind of, from everything that I had read, they defied the odds of most people who were there and were kind of shit on by everybody in their community because they were German and they actually kind of were.
But they're Russian. What do you mean?
Yeah, they were Russian.
Oh, they were Russian.
Why are you saying German? Yeah, that's what I'm confused.
Oh my God.
Well, no, everything that I read, I'm talking about the fact that everybody hated all these immigrants because so many of them were German.
Yeah, but they were Russian.
They were from southern Russia and they migrated. I was like, what is he talking about? I thought maybe you were pulling like a Canadian flag thing. Like when I went to Europe, like there were Americans wearing Canadian t-shirts and shit so that they wouldn't get judged as Americans. So I was going to spin off your thing and said that they wore hammer sickle.
Well, I don't know, because I had two different articles that kept talking about the fact that all these difficulties were because of propaganda because of World War II or World War One. So maybe there was some kind of Russian propaganda.
Maybe it's that we're all a bunch of white trash. And we're like, that's some sand people, man. It doesn't matter if they're from Iraq or Israel or fucking. True. Yeah, we just.
Damn sand people.
It's for generations.
And we know what Brent really meant when he said people. Yeah. It was the N-word.
They're from over there.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, so, the Al-Qaeda got us. Let's just attack Iraq. It's the same thing. It was just like, that's them Germans and them Russians. Fuck them. They talk funny.
They're all the same.
Yeah. They all talk funny.
That's what I was tripping on, because everything kept talking about the German-Russian population. And I'm like,
well, it was
they have nothing to fucking do with each other, the Germans.
Nobody likes mixed-race German-Russian babies.
Oh, you're right.
Yeah.
It's just a bad
cold
bad
sausages mix. All that's around.
The left and the right clashing.
Yeah. Funny hats.
In your loins.
It's like your left and right nut just.
Yeah.
It's constant. It's painful. Nobody
it's
likes
a constant
it.
World war and your penis is the front line.
In your pants.
Yeah. So the Wolf family, like I said, they had six daughters as of 1920, and they ranged from 9 months old to 13 years old.
Right.
Full spread. I think they were six. Eight.
Don't say full spread about people's daughters.
No. 9 months, six years, 8 years, 10 years, 13 years, I think. Am I forgetting one?
That sounds right.
There's a lot of them.
As we list off the fucking horrible deaths.
Yes, they're horrible deaths.
We'll get them all right.
Yeah, we'll get them all right as they die. But again, the farm did
Dave's
fairly
laughing.
Well.
Fucking dick.
It's 100 years ago. What's the statute of limitations on making jokes about dead people?
When you have daughters the same age, it's kind of hurtful.
Yeah. Hurtful. That's why I got uncomfortable.
I see.
Yeah.
I laughed.
It's fucked up, man.
Yeah, I'll kill your fucking dog.
You know Dave's dog died like 3 days ago.
Oh,
right?
Did it?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. I did not know.
I swear to God.
How would I know?
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
That's yeah. All right. You didn't kill it.
God damn.
I did. So. I didn't, but you found it at my shop, know. Actually. Yeah.
Yeah, we did find it.
That was almost it, as bad shop. As my buddy's mom died, and I fucking made a fucking fuck your mom
you
joke.
Said, you said the F word a couple times there.
Fucking fuck. Yeah.
It wasn't just a fucking
yeah,
mom joke.
Yeah. And I was, fuck yeah, I fucking made a mom joke, and I was like, oh, shit.
How long
yeah.
had the mom been dead?
Like a month.
Oof.
You didn't yeah. know? If you didn't know,
though. No, I knew. It was like oh. one of my good friends. I knew after I said it, I was like, oh, fuck, dude, I'm fucking sorry. I'm fucking sorry. He's like, it's cool, dude.
The problem is you actually fucked her, though. That's why it was bad. Now you're still uncomfortable? I don't know him. I don't know who it was.
He loved his mom, bro.
Oh, I'm sorry. He's like, and I did. I fucked her. He doesn't listen to the show, right?
Yeah, he does.
I'm sorry, man.
No, you're not. You're a fuck face.
I don't even know his name at this point.
You know
I'm
him.
Innocent.
He helped us with shit at this studio.
I'm innocent until yeah. you tell me his name. You tell me his name right now, and I won't make any more jokes.
Well, he's watching my dog.
Wait a minute.
Not you.
I'm watching your dog.
He's watching Jet.
Where's my mom? I need to call her.
Well, everybody knows about me and your mom.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's not dead.
I know we're off topic a ton, but hey, your dog is doing great, by the way. Scared as fuck of me for some reason. Yeah. I don't know why. Loves my kids.
Yeah. It only likes pretty people.
Oh, that's what it is.
Oh, I heard yeah. that.
It's yeah. super scared of me.
Yeah. Probably because I beat it.
I was literally kind of working around asking you that.
No, she loves me.
Did you get that? Did you get her as a puppy?
No.
She's super skittish, yeah. And you didn't teach her how to sit, apparently. All no. the treats in the world, she
I don't
doesn't
talk
sit.
To that dog.
She has no idea how to sit. My
no,
dog
she knows
doing
how to
sit.
No,
man. Would you,
yeah,
do,
she knows.
Do you say it in German
sit.
Or Russian? Which one?
Well, she's a Siberian Husky, so it'd be Russian.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well,
it I'll probably won't to, work for you, though. Your Russian is probably not same
I'll look
as mine.
That up.
Yeah.
All right. It's Ushpet.
That's right. Ushpet. That's Russian for sit.
Yeah.
So the Wolf family... prosperous. And again, this tells you what I guess prosperous means, because I kept reading articles that said they were a very prosperous farm. And as evidence of how prosperous they were,
he killed all his kids.
It was because they hired a 13-year-old neighbor boy
to help
to work in the stable.
Yeah.
Like, wow. You guys
yeah, but
are,
you got to think.
You guys are a fucking success
hey,
story.
Who could pay people, though, back then?
No, that's true. I mean, you could pay a stable boy.
That's why you had slaves that you bought and they worked for free.
Not by the 20s.
You just literally kept having kids to help out. That's
yeah,
what
most
a lot
of them
people
were
did.
Too young still
yeah.
to really help, you know. Anyway, so they hire a neighbor again, like the father of the Wolf family is named Jacob Wolf, but this kid is named Jacob Hopfer, 13 years old, same age as their oldest daughter, and they hire him to work in the fields. And this is kind of the backstory of just like time, place, right. location, who the family is. So on April 24th of 1920, a neighbor named John Kraft noticed a couple of things that were off, right? So the first thing that he noticed was...
This is like milk the cows, check the chickens for eggs days where you would notice like people have to go out and do chores. They have to go out there. You should right. see people
Yeah, you'll see people all the time.
Like, plowing the field.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
tending to the animals and
yes,
shit. So
yeah.
if you don't see people doing chores... Something's wrong. That's
so,
a red flag. Yeah.
Yeah. A, he doesn't see any people doing chores. B, he sees that their laundry has been hanging on the line for 2 days.
And it rained or something.
And there was a storm that yeah. came in and no one took the laundry down and it was still just hanging there. And they thought that was odd.
I don't want to be this guy.
And then the third thing is they said that several of their horses were saddled, still had saddles on and were standing near the haystacks for 2 days through mm-hmm. a storm.
Right.
Just fucking hanging out.
Nobody pulled them in the stable
right,
or anything.
Right.
Yeah.
So they were like, what the fuck? So the neighbor goes over to the Wolf house. They drive over. And apparently they tried to call.
What a fucking nosy ass neighbor to know all that shit.
Yeah, exactly. So they call, but the line was dead. They couldn't right. get through. So they drive over. And as soon as they park, they hear the 9-month-old, I believe Emma, crying in the house, and there's no one. No chores are being done. There's no one outside. They knock on the door. No one answers the door.
The baby thing got to me, man. It was horrifying. Yeah. Just to think that that baby was there for 2 days,
yeah. Yeah.
not changed, not fed, a 9-month-old baby in a crib, just laying there, and what it was surrounded by.
Yeah. So they.
And spoiler alert: that lady died in 2003. Did you know that? The baby. Emma? The 9 month old baby.
She wouldn't remember anything.
She was like adopted by her aunt, uncle, lived on, went to high school, graduated, moved in with someone else, got married, had 3 children, and lived to be 84 and died in 2003.
Crazy.
I was like, holy shit. Like, yeah. That was not the only
thing. I didn't see that. Yeah. So the Kraft family, the husband and wife show up. No one answers the door. They enter through the kitchen. And as soon as they walk into the kitchen, they see a giant blood stain on the ground, and they see a trail of blood leading to the cellar.
Right.
So they're like, this isn't good.
That's not good, yeah.
Like, that's not a good sign. So they go in, they open the cellar door, and it, from the photos I saw, it's not even like a cellar door. It's like the cellar is just like you lift a board up off of the floor, and there's just a hole that goes down to the cellar.
I'm confused the difference between a basement and a cellar. I don't know if it's the purpose. I thought a cellar had to do with like being separate from the house, and a basement was beneath your house. I thought a cellar is still beneath your house.
In general,
I think it's East Coast, West Coast. Like in West Coast, we have basements. In East Coast, you have cellars.
Now, I think there is some kind of a difference because I grew up where everybody had a basement, but some people had a cellar.
Are cellars bigger?
I think cellars are smaller. A lot of times the cellars are completely unfinished, like dirt basement, walls, dirt floor.
Oh, I know what the difference is.
What?
Don't quote me on this, but a basement has inside access. Mm-hmm. A cellar is outside access.
No, because this had inside access.
Then it was a basement.
Inside access. Cellars outside access. Brad Taylor, 2017.
Don't I totally fucking. Just don't fucking quote me. Told you. I hate when you do that.
Bumper sticker.
Because there's a photo and it's maybe like a 4x4 plank of wood that's just lifted up. And you see the blood on the wood and everything. And there, it's just, you just lift up this big thing of wood and there's just a hole. It's not like there's a door that leads to a staircase. Mm. It's just a fucking hole in the
bunker.
Floor. Yeah. So... Anyway, they see that the blood is dragged. They go into the cellar, and before they even get in there, they look down and they see the wife and mother, Beata Wolf, who was 35, and she's laying there right in the entry of the cellar, dead, with a huge shotgun wound in her back that they later determine was a close-range shotgun blast.
Yes.
The basement is part of the foundation of the building. The cellar does not have to be a part of the foundation.
So that's why they put cellars in tornado areas.
And probably. Also the cellar has something to do with temperature and shelter or something, but does not have to be part of your home's foundation. So it's more like what I said, where it could be offset, like just an underground area. Like the Wizard of Oz, when they ran over from the house and went under the storm cellar. Shelter thing.
Yeah. Well, then why is the one under the house still a cellar?
I don't know, man. East Coast, West Coast. Don't quote me on this.
I don't know, man. East Coast, West Coast.
Yeah. Quote, Ren Van Tassel, 2017.
So
your dick didn't look big enough when you quoted me. It wasn't. Yeah. You gotta flex. Flex your wiener when you quote me next time. Yeah. If you want to do a better impression of me. Yeah. Go ahead.
Turtle head.
Yeah. Poking.
Either
ice,
way.
Ice pick.
Whatever the fuck the difference between a cellar and a basement is, who gives a shit? Yeah.
I think there needs to be a show on this.
So we're now working on podcast spinoffs. We've got one about pies, and we've got one about the difference between cellars and basements.
I didn't want to interrupt this again, but her podcast is called The Pie Cast. I looked it up. We're off fucking topic real bad, but all right.
Okay. What do they talk about?
I don't know. We should move on, though.
Oh. Is it paranormal investigation?
It might be.
Oh, nice.
Stupid.
I think it's good. Yeah. Anyway. A Beata Wolf dead, shotgun blast in her back. They go down into the cellar. They find Bertha, the 13-year-old daughter, shot in the face with a shotgun.
That's a fat chick's name for the record. Well, there's no hot chick's name for Bertha.
A chance.
She might have been.
Shot in the face.
Russian.
But killed with a hatchet.
Where'd the hatchet come from? Because you never see that. I know, but it was just like in the kitchen next to the fucking cutlery.
No, maybe. It's probably out of the woodshed.
Who knows? Maybe they do the chicken right there, right in the kitchen. Yep. Yeah.
So there's a hatchet somewhere on that farm.
Bertha, the 13-year-old, shot in the face, killed with a hatchet. Lydia, the 6-year-old, has hatchet wounds in her torso, but was killed from a gunshot wound behind her left ear. A shotgun behind her left ear. Yeah.
Fucking monster, whoever did this.
Martha, the 3-year-old, was beaten with the flat end of the hatchet to death.
Yeah.
Fucking horrible.
He's out of bullets.
Jacob Hoffer, the stable boy, was shot in the neck and it hit his jugular and he bled out and was dragged. They think that he was shot in the kitchen and dragged into the cellar, and that's why there was so much blood in the kitchen, because it hit his jugular.
It was kind of a half-assed cleanup. They said they also found like some rags and overalls that someone tried to sop the blood up with and then stuffed like in a cupboard, right, and then like threw him in the cellar.
Right.
And we'll see that some of the other bodies were sort of tried to be hidden, but to what... You know,
well, I think I know why the other bodies were kind of sort of hidden. But that's in the house, right? So that's the cellar. So still missing are two daughters and the father when this couple gets there to start.
Three daughters, technically, because one's not dead.
The baby, right, because the baby's crying.
In the crib.
Yeah, two daughters are missing. Crying.
Yeah.
So they get the baby and they go outside, and halfway between the barn and the house, they find Jacob Wolf, the father. He's been shot in the back twice by a shotgun. Once was from far away, and they think that probably made him drop.
Yeah.
And then the second one was a super close range, deep wound, and it actually ripped ribs from his spine.
This is ripped three of his ribs from his spine. Like, yeah. What a weird spot to shoot him, like up close. Like, you get
in
him
the
close.
Back.
I know,
his
but
point
like,
is straight in the middle of his back.
Yeah. Brad's like, yeah, that's where I would have done it. Yeah.
Well, it you worked. Got your foot. You have your foot on the back of his neck, and you fucking.
Oh, okay,
done
that makes more sense.
Yeah. All right. So then, in the barn, they find Maria, who's 10, and Bertha, who's 8. They've both been shot in the head at point blank range.
Edna. It was is the other daughter. It was Maria.
I got different
and Edna.
Ages, man.
It's Maria and Edna in the barn.
Yeah,
Maria and Edna.
You already said Bertha.
They ran.
I made a fat girl.
Oh, Bertha's 13.
Yeah,
you're right.
Maria and Edna ran to the barn.
Yeah,
right.
Found their siblings.
Gunpowder burns on the skin and hair, so they know it was like
close
super up
range.
Close. And they were hidden under a pile of hay on top of a stack of manure. And these are the ones that they think were covered up, but I
see
part, but again, so some of the evidence, right? So some of the, let me cover some of the other evidence in the house that, that the investigators find. The investigators show up, and some of the things that they put together is the phone lines had been cut.
Yeah. Like, cause after the couple, the neighbors find that they try to make a call out to the police and discover that the phone line doesn't work.
And they can't.
So someone like premeditated showed up like old school 1920.
Cut the phone line.
Yeah.
Went in.
Knew what they were doing. This wasn't like a crime of passion
right. That
haphazardly happened. You would cut the phone line before you did all
no,
this
and,
shit.
And what I was going to say too, though, like when mothers kill their babies, they usually like wrap them up. You know what I mean? Like if they throw them in the dumpster or something, like there's usually some sort of...
Where are you going, man?
I'm saying there's usually some sort of like care that they take. Like they hated the baby, they killed it or whatever, but they wrap it up and they do some sort of care with the body. They don't just like recklessly throw the body in the street. You know what I mean? Or like hide it somewhere where it's just whatever.
Oh, so you're like...
It's like afterwards. Well, afterwards they usually... have remorse or like a little bit of something where it shows that it's like, oh, it was somebody who cared about this being.
Right.
These don't show that.
No fucking care at all. So Bertha and Jacob both had gloves on. So the investigators suspected that they were in the fields working and came in like in the middle of these killings and were killed because they still had, like, they would have taken their gloves off if they had been indoors.
Yeah. And neighbors had witnessed also two people in the field working.
Right.
They couldn't tell from the distance who it was, but people were out plowing at around 11 or 11:30.
And the assumption was it would have been Bertha and Jacob.
Right. Whoever's wearing the gloves.
There was the one large pool of blood in the kitchen. The blood spatter in the cellar indicated that four different people were shot and killed in the cellar. So the mother and the other three daughters were killed in the cellar. Mm-hmm. And then Jacob Hoffer, the stable boy, was killed in the kitchen and dragged into the cellar.
Threw him in there.
There were bloody tracks leading to a window from the 8 and the 10-year-olds. So the indication was they ran through the blood, opened the window, ran out the window, and ran into the barn. And the father probably ran after them. And then the killer or killers would have run out, shot Jacob, the assumption is, like in the middle, and then ran to the barn. And the assumption is that the girls buried themselves in hay to hide.
Right.
But the killer just walked up and shot both of them in the head while they were laying there hidden in the hay.
You think, I mean, close range shotgun, like there should be like, I mean, for sure, it should be definitive that that's where they got shot. You know what I mean?
Right.
It should be like pumpkins. Like, yeah. It should be bad.
Yeah.
So I don't know why that's even debatable as to whether they got shot in the hay. It should be there. You know what I mean? If they got shot somewhere else and dragged out to the hay.
Yeah, yeah, you'd have pretty brain matter somewhere else.
There'd be,
yeah,
there'd be JFK all over the dirt.
Right. And they find, shortly thereafter, they find a shotgun in a creek near the property.
Which I thought was crazy. Like back in the day, what are they throwing? Like grappling hooks out and dragging the fucking pond? Like, yeah, one of the guys went out there and found a fucking shotgun in the water.
Probably, it was in a creek, so it wasn't.
Yeah, it's probably
deep.
Just like a small creek.
Oh, it was just a creek.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was a creek.
So it's a creek. But they get it, and there's no real possibility of forensics. It's fucking right. 1920.
And it was in the water anyway.
It was in the water anyway.
They literally were asking neighbors, like, anyone recognize this shotgun? Right. Like, well, that's old Chuck's. I could tell from the handle. He's
somebody
got
might have said that, though. Like,
no, I know. That's the time.
Well, no, they were asking, and that is kind of an odd thing. Like, all these farmers would have known each other. They would have helped each other.
They would have known who had
with
what
each
gun.
Other.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
no
that,
one
that might have been like talk.
Gun.
Yeah. Like, yeah, I got the new Mossberg or whatever. They're sitting there talking about shit. That probably would be a topic of
nobody
discussion.
Recognizes the gun. At the time, there were no manufacturer records. So it's not even like they could like track down who bought this gun. You just fucking
you can't
it
tell today who owns a rifle.
Robot. Yeah.
Yeah.
So
my shotgun has Brad's grandpa's name on it.
Mm-hmm. And then one of the other facts that
maybe
that
you don't know that
might come up later is the fact that this shotgun would have had to have been reloaded at least three times during all these killings.
Because it was a double barrel.
Yeah. So a lot of people think that indicates that there was more than one killer because they think, I don't know. I don't get that either.
Doesn't
because they
really
think
matter.
That the killer would have been like bum rushed and overtaken while he was reloading.
The only person
by fucking
gonna,
9-year-olds.
Yeah. The only person that would do that would be dad and the 13-year-old boy. You know what I mean? Right. Maybe the mom might go crazy because she's rushing.
Yeah, but
babushka mom.
The 13-year-old boy runs up on an adult and he gets smashed in the fucking head.
Right. Like,
probably, yeah.
It's not that big a deal. And you see a guy with a gun reloading it. Are you running at him? You're 13? Fuck no.
Right.
No.
Yeah, I don't know. That's one of the things that people say.
Was he a fucking hero?
So those are the details of the murder. Those are the facts that are known. They ended up with... There's a lot of like vivid descriptions that you can read online because the newspapers couldn't.
They probably held back.
Well, they couldn't really reprint photos. Yeah. They could only print text. So they had to like give very in-depth descriptions of exactly what was seen because you couldn't release a photo. I don't know why you fucking would anyway. They don't really release gruesome.
Yeah, because I was reading something
today
on the Huffington Post and it was saying like pretty much that the dad killed everybody. And
then shot himself in the back?
In the back. Yeah, I just
like, no. So
no.
Unless somebody else saw him killing everybody and shot him in the back twice because the son of
with
a bitch killed
with the gun that nobody
family.
Has seen before.
Right.
I don't understand where they get this stuff from.
Yeah. So part of the problem, so then everything starts to get messy, right? So they're dead, huge scandal, blows up in every newspaper, you know.
People drive for miles around to that funeral, though.
Yeah.
So that the whole publishing pictures, I don't know, back in the day it was a spectacle. They said that most people wanted to see the caskets open, like because regardless of how gory it was, because they wanted to see the spectacle. And at that point, I mean, other than respect, I don't know, like, are you a member of the family? Like people could just show up to the funeral, I assume, right?
Right.
Creepy.
Yeah, very.
But
creepy.
There was no Netflix.
But right, exactly.
So exactly. It's like that or you're picking fucking corn or something.
But it says over 2,500 people showed up.
Yeah, you see photos and
big
it's
ass,
fucking, it's a full house.
Yeah.
Like it's a crowded ass house.
It said they drove from as far as 50 miles
away. Yeah, it says
away.
in Turtle Lake, 395 was the population.
Right.
2,500 people showed up.
Yeah, that's pretty fucking intense.
Yeah, but 50 miles away, though, that's a fucking long-ass drive.
Fuck yeah.
And that's probably a four-hour drive.
And probably not many paved roads.
Yeah,
like
you got to pay for gas, you know? Like,
it was a significant undertaking. So at this point...
It was a significant undertaking.
Yes.
Undertaking. There, yes.
Oh, I get it. Because of the wrestler, the Undertaker?
No, because of the caskets.
The funeral?
That they were undertaking.
I don't get it.
I'm not participating.
Okay. So, politically, there's kind of a weird shitstorm going on. So, the governor of North Dakota A guy named Lynn Frazier was having like a heated political battle with the attorney general, a guy named William Langer. And as time went on, after like several days had gone on since the murders,
the battle is that William Langer is running for governor. Yeah, yes. In the upcoming
William election. Langer's running for governor, and the governor hasn't made a statement, hasn't said anything about the murders, hasn't done anything to try to help the state resolve the murders. Like just fucking nothing, just like a like nothing
and even
from the governor.
Citizens as a whole gather reward money, mm-hmm. probably mostly out of fucking fear, because you're like, damn, I live in a farm with fucking like, right. when, like what are they gonna do? Some dude just came and mowed down all these people with a fucking shotgun and killed right. babies and shit.
And here's the thing. They Ow. Gathered within a week. The locals had gathered $1,000. I'm sorry, $10,000 within a week in order to help bring the killer to justice. And if you look at the conversion rates, that's about $127,000.
Yeah, I was thinking that's a fucking like, ton of money.
That's a fucking ton of money that was raised because these farmers were, and even not just local farmers. I'm sure there were people who lived in the cities that were just aghast at the slayings and wanted right. to pay in or whatever.
Because there was family. The wife had a bunch of brothers, actually. Mm-hmm. So
the Langer, the guy, the attorney general who's looking to become governor, like sees a political maneuver to make, and he sends a team of investigators to try to bust whoever it is right. that did this.
They're gonna find this guy.
So the team of investigators, he himself gives up $1,000 to hire someone, it's like $10,000.
Yeah.
You know? Right. Gives up $1,000 to the chief of police from Bismarck, North Dakota, a guy named Chris Martinson.
Bismarcky.
He gives Bismarcky $1,000.
They said he's just a friend, but yeah. they're yeah. close.
I mean, he was looking at all the possible people who could have done the investigation, and he determined you got what I need. Yeah.
I thought you were just skimming right over my joke, and you were just coming full circle.
It's just to me answering it. So Bismarcky, Chief Bismarcky gets $1,000 to go. And again, it's not his jurisdiction at all. He shouldn't have even fucking been there, but the attorney general sends him out. They hire a guy named George McDowell, who was a security agent for Northern Pacific Railroad, which basically meant he went around and fucking beat people with a billy club for a living. Like security on railroads in the 1800s and early 1900s was a rough fucking gig.
He was the Al Capone.
Yeah. And then they hired, and I don't know exactly what this means, a guy named Eugene Hesner, who was a private operative for the Field Detective Agency of St. Paul.
Because it's so far back, there was no FBI. Anything,
that's kind of what I was thinking.
Yeah, it was before the Federal Bureau of Investigation. It was back when it was Bo and Luke Duke, and you had to stop at the fucking property line.
Right.
You know, it was that whole thing. Yeah. So he was probably like an FBI agent.
The equivalent. Yeah, it's just not federal.
Yeah.
Right. And then the sheriff of the county,
Nottingham, you know, the actual Nottingham county.
Sheriff of Nottingham showed up. The actual sheriff of that region was there as well, even though he wasn't hired by the, but this sort of dream team hired by Langer gets sent there, even though none of them have jurisdiction and none of them should legally even be there investigating. But at least he can say to the newspapers and to the press, you know, hey, look at what I'm together. Doing
with my own money.
Yeah, exactly. So he's instantly doing better than the governor politically. But again, as we've seen with some other like serial killer cases and other weird shit, like as soon as that political pressure comes on, like good investigation goes out the fucking window.
Right.
Like the pressure is get someone today and fucking pin it on him. Yeah. Right.
So I know who killed him already.
Who's that?
The guy running for governor.
That would be funny.
You think Langer killed him?
Yeah.
That's like some Scooby-Doo shit. I would have gotten away from it too if it wasn't for you kids.
Yeah.
Like because that would have been fucking perfect.
You kill the family and then you fucking use a little money to fucking get everybody involved and show how dedicated you are to solving this case. And the other governor
really
ain't doing
like
shit.
I that theory.
Yeah, I didn't read that anyway.
You just fucking blew the lid off the case.
And they were Russians. Who gives a fuck
right,
about Russians?
Exactly. I like that theory.
Mom's wrapping dead babies in the trash, I didn't know if you're going to come back, but that's a solid theory.
That's a fucking thing.
It is a thing. I know it's a thing, but it wasn't relevant because no one
You probably know people who've done it.
Yeah, that's
no. I'm saying I wasn't. I wasn't saying that the mom killed anybody.
I've been
accused
of a lot, but having dead baby mom rappers has not been one of the
dead
things.
Dead baby mom rappers. No, I was simply saying that usually crimes of passion
right.
end with like That's you kill somebody and then you put a blanket over them. You know what I mean? Like you cover right. them up or you fucking whatever. You know what I mean? So that's all I was saying. You don't just
feel to rot.
Yeah, know? that's Andre Ciccatello.
But the other thing that's weird about it though is maybe he did whoever he or they maybe they did put those two daughters under the hay.
Right.
But I mean. And because he obviously tried to clean up the blood in the kitchen and shot the others in the cellar. So he was trying.
You know, something happened too. He could have been doing something. Maybe it was a robber or something. Maybe. And then they caught him doing stuff.
Yeah.
And then fucking the other ones ran in. You got to kill them too. You know what I mean?
Like at some point there was an attempt to clean up, but then at a certain point you just killed the dad and left him to rot in the fucking field.
Yeah. You only like, killed the ones who can talk. You didn't kill the baby.
Right.
So the baby didn't. Baby can't talk. Baby can't see.
Allegedly,
did it.
The baby was sleeping with fucking shotgun. Break. Yeah. I don't know. But he heard it crying. He killed 3-year olds with a fucking blunt side of the axe. Yeah. He's like, that's where I crossed the line.
Well, but a 9-month-old.
At the same time though, a 3-year old could. Identify him in court. A 9-month-old can't.
3-year-old could do it.
Yeah.
3-year-old could do it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But a 9-month-old, that baby doesn't know who did the killing.
I thought too, at one point it said that the neighbors, when they went to walk to the barn, the reason they went and looked in the barn is because they could hear pigs rooting around. And I was like, ooh.
Eating the bodies. Yeah.
Because there was brains blown out everywhere. Right. And they didn't say that. No one touched on that. But, you know, it's like feed them to the pigs.
Yeah.
Right.
That's pigs what you don't do. Give They'd a eat fuck. The bodies.
I bet the pigs were in there doing that. Yeah.
They probably were.
Yeah. Which probably messed up the investigation a lot.
Yep. And so the other thing with the investigation that we didn't mention. So you mentioned that the neighbors had seen people plowing the fields and they saw it at 11. They saw them at 11:30.
Right. Someone heard gunshots at 10.
At 10 o'clock, one of the neighbors heard gunshots, but nobody's really going to report it because we're all on farms and we all shoot our shot. We have to kill a varmint. Right. I got to put an animal down.
Well, the other thing is, too, though.
Like, whatever.
The Wolf family was growing macaroni and the Kraft family... wasn't going to have none of that shit. Yeah. So they're another suspect that they didn't get looked at.
Suspect. But also, and this is a pretty big one, apparently...
I'm glad they won, because if that would have been called like wolf and cheese, that's just not the same.
Yeah.
Well, you're wolfing down the cheese, you know what I mean?
wolfing down the cheese.
But Beata was apparently on the phone with someone at 10.
Clerk.
And the line went dead.
Right.
Which is when they would have... So obviously they would have cut the line at 10 and started shooting at 10. But those are all the facts. So then this team of investigators shows up. They've got massive pressure and money on the line to find someone who did it.
Mm-hmm.
And so this is where the typical person who's blamed is a guy named Henry Layer. His real name is Heinrich. And again, he was born in Russia, came to North Dakota in 1886, married his wife in 1912, lived on a small farm 3 miles from the house.
See, they're trying to get the Russians out.
Right.
This is fucking what's going down.
So this guy ends up, and it's kind of weird. So a lot of people, the night that they discovered the bodies, like several people showed up at the house and stayed the night with the sheriff to make sure nothing happened to the investigation or whatever. And then apparently this guy showed up the next morning at 5:30.
Allegedly, but some time had passed, I think I heard. And there was like rumors floating around that possibly he had sexual relations with one of the daughters of the family. So some rumors, you know, people start rumors and shit too. They had a pass because allegedly their cattle dog had bit one of his cows like fucking 6 months prior.
Yeah.
So they tried to be like, well, there's a beef.
So beef. So six months prior. Well, to, six
so he's
months
what, prior doing to the 13-year-old or something like
they, that was one. That was a rumor that was going
on. Well, his wife is a little younger than he was.
Mm-hmm. So six months before, the one thing that is confirmed is that one of Jacob Wolf's cows came on to Layer's property.
I thought it was the opposite. It was the opposite. Layer's cow came on his property. He sicked his dog on him.
Oh, you're right. Yeah. Layer's cow came onto the wolf's property. Exactly. And he sicked the dogs on it to basically shoo them back to their own pasture. But one of the dogs bit the cow. The cow ended up being injured. And apparently there was an argument and a feud 6 months ago because
I heard that was kind of it. And the cow actually got sold at auction for fair price. So there was no damage done. Right. And why would you wait fucking 6 months? He's just stewing over the old beef they have.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Yeah. Nice.
Beef
stew. Yeah. So he shows up allegedly on the property, on the wolf's property at 5:30 in the morning to allegedly help with the, you know, because a lot of neighbors did show up that day
chip in and help
to
on
just
farm.
Help with the farm work, because it's, you know, the pigs aren't going to feed themselves unless they eat the bodies.
Daughter. Yeah.
But, and this is a weird, I will admit, this one's a weird detail. At one point when he's there, he gets the sheriff to come out and help him gather the eggs from the chicken coop.
Or he suggested, allegedly, you should go check the chicken eggs, and they find 3 shotgun shells in the chicken coop that weren't there before.
That no one discovered before.
Which I don't know why that even mattered. It didn't lead to anything. Nothing came of that evidence.
No.
And then he claims he didn't say it. The brother of the dead wife did.
Right.
But it didn't fucking matter. Like, right. Who cares?
Right. But because of this thin idea of this feud, they end up looking at him as the main suspect.
Right.
So the investigators, who have no fucking legal claim over this area, show up on May 12th. And they take Layer in for questioning, and they have to drive him to an area called Washburn. Sorry, I'm choking. Yeah. I was expecting someone to fill in the gap.
No, I was in awe.
So they're taking him to Washburn, and they, which I just realized there's a line from a Tom Waits song about a Washburn jail. I wonder if this is where it came from. Anyway,
I just think about guitars. Yeah. It's a guitar brand.
So they take him to jail in Washburn because they want to interrogate him. And as they're driving to Washburn, the police see some guy walking down the side of the road.
That's allegedly another criminal.
Yeah, they're like, oh, that's that guy. That's that criminal. Let's arrest him. So they arrest this guy, throw him in the back of the car with Layer, drive them both to the Washburn jail, throw them in cells right next to each other.
And leave them unattended for hours.
Hours. And this guy, the so-called criminal, is actually a private investigator. Right. He was sent there to act like a criminal.
He's just drilling the dude the whole time, asking questions, which you would know. Like, you'd be like, what the fuck? Why is this guy so curious? You know what I mean?
Yeah. So he's trying to get, I don't know, if you're just some fucking farmer dude in the 1920s, you might not be thinking along those
lines. That might be some
probably
old
not.
Tactic,
you're a little
actually.
You're a little simpler back then.
Yeah. Yeah. So, but they're trying to
coax a
confession.
Yeah, a confession without doing the interrogation, which, why care? If a little while later you're going to beat him with a fucking billy club and grab him by his hair, tell him what to say, why were you trying to do the secret detective shit?
And this is what's odd, because most of the articles that you read, even if you go to Murderpedia, which usually has decent information about serial killers and different murder scenarios, everyone just sort of firmly says, yeah, it was Layer, he did it, he was a monster, he killed everybody for revenge, end of discussion. And it's like, I don't, like, it doesn't add up. Like, it doesn't add up at all. I was really surprised to see so many people. Yeah. So they get him. Sheriff Stefford, who was the sheriff of Nottingham, who actually worked their area. Yes.
This and is then, the second case after Robin Hood.
So the local sheriff, who's the only one with jurisdiction, plus Bismarcky and the fucking railroad thug and the FBI guy all show up.
He's not for the FBI. That dude's not Al Capone. He's not a sheriff of Nottingham.
Right.
You get what, Bismarcky.
You get what I'm saying.
We substitute a couple things. We take liberty.
This is all fucking word.
We are
word.
Not a history podcast.
No, I guess we're going to need more bullshit. FBI guys.
Yeah,
we're making history, motherfuckers.
But they all show up and they basically just flat out start accusing him of the murder. Why did you do it? Why'd you kill him? Why'd you kill him? They start drilling him and drilling him and drilling him. They show him photos of all the crime scenes to kind of like weird him out.
Right.
When he's got daughters the same age.
Yeah.
He has daughters that pretty horrifying. Much the same
and
age.
You know, he would know these daughters. Like, he knows the family.
Yeah.
You know?
He banged them.
He knows them intricately.
To the point they finally tell him, they give up and tell him there's an angry mob waiting outside. The whole town thinks you did this or knows you did this.
Yeah.
And they're going to kill you. The safest thing and safest place you could be is here. We can protect you and we'll keep you away from the angry mob.
Well, he told the barber in prison that they beat him and coerced him into confessing.
Right.
Well,
yeah. They kept saying hairstylist on that video. I was like,
I don't think he was a hairstylist.
Yeah. I was like, the hairstylist.
He pretty much cut your hair short enough to make sure you don't have lice and then threw you in a fucking hole.
Yeah.
Like that. It's not really a hair.
Sorry, I gave him the barber title. Okay.
I bet they didn't get to take a shower and they were all itchy and shit.
He was the hair cutterist.
Yeah. He was the hair cutterist. So, but yeah, so according to his own accounts later, the railroad thug fucking hit him.
Grabs him by the hair, he says. Yep. Beats the fuck out of him. Then tells him you're
going to... Made him stand for hours until he was like dizzy and faint or something.
And then sits him down at the table, holds a billy club up to him and says, if you don't say what I want you to say, I'm going to beat your brains out.
Yeah.
After you already beat the fuck out of him.
Right.
And then, like he said, the barber said the dude was all fucking beat up. The wife and someone else tried to come visit him in prison, and they said he's in no condition to be seen right now, and they had to wait 2 fucking weeks before they were allowed to see him so that theory is that his bruises clear up and shit.
But the other thing is the prison doctor also account, like when he got there and the prison doctor investigated him, said that he had
a fancy word for bruises.
He had bruises on him and so forth. And so the prison doctor and the prison barber were both contusions. Like, this guy's been roughed up.
Yeah. I think it was bruisitis. I'm pretty sure I said bruisitis. I'm
pretty sure it was. Yeah. And he told him, like, the barber was like, man, you look pretty rough. He was like, yeah, that's because the cops beat the shit out of me. Like, you know.
I like how the doctor and the barber were surprised, though. They've never seen a beat up guy show up to jail.
Come on.
At this stage in the world. Yeah.
So ultimately he's told, if we let you go, they're going to fucking kill you.
Right.
But if you confess right now, we'll keep you safe in the jail. And we're going to beat the shit out of you and bash your brains out if you don't. So needless to say, a confession under those circumstances today would never
and though when he was talking to the barber too, and he told him what had happened, he started crying and said, oh, my children, and he was crying,
right?
You know, so I mean, you can imagine the interrogation and having to admit to something
and the newspaper article that's released saying that he confessed to the crimes is released on the day of the announcement the guy to run for governor. So the attorney general.
Yeah.
See what I'm saying?
His confession, right? So Layer's actual confession is that on April 22nd, which was the day that the murders would have happened, he plans to go to the Wolf House and finally confront him about the cattle, right? Mm-hmm. He claims he went to the property from the north side, but all the neighbors who had reported seeing various things on the property were on that side, and none of them.
This is another thing I thought of, and the only thing is because I have border collie, right? Like, that's my dog. That's a fucking cattle dog. Where the fuck are the dogs?
No, and this is a weird part of it, right?
So, no one ever says anything about that either. They'd be barking.
But that's the thing. Like, one of the problems with it is that they say that the dogs
would have alerted them to someone walking up on the property.
Yeah,
right.
And a lot of the people who are like critics of him say it's weird. Like, they say, oh, well, the dogs would have barked, but they didn't. But then they would have barked. Like, why didn't they bark at whoever showed up? Like, whether it was this guy or somebody else, the dogs should have been barking.
And they would have been going fucking crazy while the family was getting killed.
Yeah, they're screaming. Yeah.
Right.
Silent murder.
No.
Yeah. Or the dog would be. The dogs would be inside with the baby and shit. Dogs are crazy. Pigs will eat you. Dogs will fucking hang out and mourn until they die.
Well, the other thing is, though, if you have a big ass fucking farm, the dogs are probably out kicking it with the fucking cattle. Like, they might not have been anywhere near.
No, they'll know if they heard screams. Yeah, they would know. You think about kids screaming, like, yeah, they wouldn't be.
Dogs are intuitive. They fucking would be there. Yeah, and no one ever mentions. No one mentions
the dogs. Were they shot and killed? Were they not around?
Like, that would be noted. So, yeah.
Maybe
with these fucking ass hats.
Dogs
who
just disappeared. Yeah.
So his claim is that he got there at 11:30 to confront him, which doesn't match up.
Didn't go at 10 o'clock.
There was gunshots at 10 o'clock. Unless they killed some, fucking pigs for bacon at 10 o'clock, which was unrelated.
Right. That woman from the Dark Matters YouTube video said that she personally thought that he wouldn't have been let in the house because of their feud.
Right.
But I find that kind of weird. Like, if your neighbor farmers, even if you got in an argument about a fucking cow 6 months ago, are you really just going to be like, you cannot come into my home? Like, you would just be like, come on in, fucking
I wouldn't let Henry. My fucking neighbor in my house. Well, and, no, I just don't like that he puts the grass in the fucking gutter and shit. There's no fucking way.
Yeah, but you don't really know your neighbor either. These people probably knew each other.
Yeah. They would have fucking helped each. I mean,
maybe.
Anyway, so he shows up.
There was no crank back then, so that's
right,
the difference.
Right. He ends up. So his claim in his confession was that he went into the house. The argument got heated up. Wolf pulled out his shotgun. They got into a physical struggle, and while they were struggling, the shotgun went off twice. One of the shots killed Beata. One of the shots killed the stable boy. Like, I don't see that happening.
Yeah. He wrestled
in the house?
Right. Which doesn't make sense anyway, because the blood evidence showed that Beata was killed in the cellar. Only right. one person was shot yeah. in the kitchen.
Which was probably the boy and got dragged and tossed in the hole because he was on top of the other right, bodies. Right. right.
So he claims. Right. Exactly. So he probably those four were probably already killed. Then the 13-year-olds both were like, what the fuck? Ran into the house.
Right.
And then he got the boy got shot. The girl was taken into the cellar and shot with the other ones.
Honestly, he probably said, get in the cellar. Right. Like, you know what I mean? And then that dude, the kid, the boy walked in. He shot them. Motherfucker, he's like, shit, went in the cellar, killed them, right. tossed it in the hole, tried to clean it up with overalls,
whoever the fuck in the cabinet. We're not yeah. saying it was this guy, but whoever the fuck it yeah. was. But so this confession keeps going, and he says that Layers claims that he went to the dresser drawer and pulled out ammo and then reloaded the shotgun.
Because he would have to know where the ammo's at.
Yeah.
But if dude grabbed the ammo in front of him was like, get out of my house, and like reached over in the drawer and was like, click, click.
Well, but here's the other thing, though. Like, again, this is one of the things that people use to say this proves he didn't do it. But if
sounded like that to me.
Well, but if he said, I pulled the ammo out of the dresser drawer yeah. and the cops were actually like, oh, well, there was ammo in the dresser drawer,
right?
Whether he shot him or not. Like, I mean, the fact of the matter is, if you well, were a
neighbor.
Well,
the thing is, though, is a quirk's statement. They're going to say, this is what you're going to say.
Sure.
And you're signing this paper that we wrote out.
Well, but the thing is, though, like, if you were in a rural fucking community in North Dakota in 1920, you probably went fucking hunting with each other. You probably helped each other out. And at some point you were over there and had to put a hog down and you knew he kept his ammo in that fucking drawer.
This is the thing, though. Nobody's seen that fucking shotgun.
No, nobody's seen that shotgun. But he apparently did know ammo was in that drawer. But I don't think, A, like you said, they could have told him that. And B, it's not odd that he would know there's ammo in the drawer because they lived fucking 3 miles from each other on farms and helped each other out.
Yeah. Right.
Like, even though they argued about a cow in fucking November, they were both Russian immigrants who lived near each other and yeah. would have helped
each
other
out. Doesn't
make any sense. Yeah. So the way he, and I don't know all the details, but he told how all the girls died and it didn't match the forensic evidence
yeah.
In his actual confession. And then the other thing is the investigators and the judge completely ignored his original statement when he was questioned by the cops before any of this. Mm-hmm. And his original statement was, I was plowing my fields from like 8 to 11. I ate lunch with my wife from 12 to 1.
Had a conversation with a neighbor.
Had a conversation with a neighbor about a railroad strike mm-hmm. and then went back out and kept plowing the fields until like full day yeah. with witnesses.
He actually had lunch with his wife.
Yeah. yeah. Like. Yep. So full, but they completely discount that telling while everything's going on. He ends up pleading guilty because he says to even a reporter, I want the result that gets me to the jail the fastest. Again, because he's afraid he's going to get fucking lynched.
Well, and he might get lynched because yeah. in the public eye, he did.
Yeah, now, you know I mean? Yeah,
we're still talking
out.
About it 100 yeah. years later. On right. certain back right. then, they were probably like, "It was him." I heard he had sex with the daughter.
Yeah, and the dogs.
Yeah, where's the dogs? By
that's
the way,
why them dogs wasn't barking. He had peanut butter. So
it sounds like you speak from experience.
but several times. The lawyers tried to tell the judge, like, we need a trial based on evidence. And the judge was like, nope, he already confessed.
Right.
And then even as late as November of 1920, the lawyers formally put in a request and said, we need a trial based on evidence. And again, the judge was like, nope, this is a fucking done deal because of the political pressure, et cetera, yeah. on this case. He's sentenced to life in the state penitentiary, probably. And his wife divorces him. He ends up dying in prison 5 years later.
Kids get shuffled off to orphanages. Yeah. One of the daughters immediately after going to the orphanage dies in a wagon accident or some shit. Fuck. It was fucking just wrecked.
And he dies of like complications with an appendicitis surgery
yep,
or something.
He had blood clot in his heart after the surgery.
Fucking crazy. So the farm, the Wolf Farm, this is another theory. The Wolf Farm was auctioned off on May 6th.
Immediately.
So the crimes happened on the 22nd point. They were discovered on the 24th. The farm was auctioned on the 6th of May. Like, just weeks. Like, yeah. He ha- I mean,
this is some Russian fucking cover up, yeah. Fucking like but 24 he,
I heard,
hour.
I heard
there's
a really motivated seller.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's right. Nice.
That's really, sell. I
you got a lot of them.
I got a lot of puns today.
Yeah, you got a lot of them today. And they're not bad ones today, which is odd.
Brad would disagree with you. Look at the look on his face.
Not the motivated seller.
Seller. We talked about seller a lot.
Oh, so, yeah. Seller. Gotcha.
Yeah, they were really Russian because they had a motivated
that,
seller. Yeah,
that one gotcha.
Was,
yeah.
Russian part was...
No?
No.
better than thinking they're German.
Yeah. The Wolf Farm is auctioned off on May 6th, which is before Layer even gets detained or anything.
Yeah.
But another theory is that someone who want like a nearby farmer
wants
who
that
wanted
property.
That property killed him.
Kraft so macaroni and exactly. Cheese.
We go back to Kraft macaroni and cheese theory.
Which Langer is like a food supply place too, or something, right? Langer's is juice.
Yeah.
And that's the that's attorney true. General. Yeah. Yeah. It's all motivated.
They all want
the yeah.
Farm. So the, like I said, so everybody, like most of the stuff that you read out there just pins it firmly on this guy, says he confessed, he was a monster, he killed all these people.
It doesn't
people,
make any sense.
But the confession doesn't match up. The yeah. Circumstances of the confession are really fucking dubious at best. I don't know.
You got to kill the dad first. You know what I mean? Like the dad's got to be shot first.
So what are you saying?
Well, because he's going to hear gunshots and then you're going right. To be fighting with the dad, you know, like.
Well, no one says the dad wasn't shot first.
Oh, right? It doesn't say when he was shot, though, right?
Yeah, no. We don't know where in we the timeline.
Yeah, that's shot. The thing. Like, yeah, I don't know.
It sounds like dad was running away, though. He got shot in the back.
The only thing.
Or he could have got crept up on. Yeah.
I mean, the
you
only
know what I mean?
Thing
he could have been walking. Boom. That was the first one. Boom. Two gunshots at 10 yeah. O'clock.
I think the right. Only things that we know, like, as far as the timeline goes for sure, is that the stable boy was killed, that the most of the daughters and the wife were killed in the cellar, and the stable boy was killed after that because his right. Body was dumped on top of theirs. We can say that the
Brad's like, I always restack my bodies.
Yeah, it's like
small
Jenga.
To big. Yeah.
Body Jenga. You never played that.
But we can also assume that the two daughters who were shot in the barn died after the stable boy because they had dragged
the blood, right?
Blood to the window.
Yeah.
And we can say that the stable boy and the oldest daughter came in after the others in the cellar were shot because they had their gloves on. It's, I mean, so we right. Can put, but the father's death, we have no evidence of when it might
have
occurred.
Brad had a good theory. There was two distinct gunshots at 10 a.m. He could have been first to go, and that would explain everyone else not being able to fight back. Like maybe they hear the gunshots, the kids come in from the field.
Well, and the mom,
dead.
The mom grabs two girls, goes to the cellar to hide.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, oh, fuck, like you just grabbed the closest ones to
and
you.
Then, well, who's next to go check the house? A 13-year-old boy.
Yep.
Right.
You know, he's the man now because there's dead dad laying in the dirt. He goes in and checks inside. The other girls like see what the fuck's gone down, run through the fucking blood.
That's why they have to hop out the window.
Then they see dad and they're like, fuck, dad's right there, jump in the barn, hide in the hay, you know.
Right.
That all sounds like the time. I think dad got shot first because of Brad's two gunshots 10 a.m. thing.
Yeah, that
I think
make
so.
Sense.
I mean, that's the only way, because if I mean, you're running around your farm and all of a sudden you hear fucking gunshots. You're going to be hiding. You're going to be trying to figure out what the fuck's going on.
Especially if
you know?
Saw it through the window.
Yeah.
You would be like, let's get in the fucking cellar.
Exactly. You
know? So they might have already. It's not like he ordered him in the cellar to kill him. They might have already been hiding.
And
in the
he
cellar.
Just found. He was looking for him. Like, right. Where are you?
Right.
Come out and play. Open the door.
Warriors.
Yeah. So I don't know. I don't. The confession that this guy made.
Nah, it's bogus.
And the thin fucking. There was a cow that got bit by a dog 6 months
bogus.
Ago.
Yeah, it's bogus.
Fucking bogus.
I think it was the. I think it was the fucking.
Yeah, Brad's got a good theory.
I think,
yeah.
I think it was the.
I really like that theory. The fucking attorney general.
Yeah,
yeah.
Especially like all the shit we'd look at. That's like
the attorney general's looking pretty good.
Some House of Cards. Yeah, that's some House of Cards.
He
shit.
Fucking killed. He
yeah, because
killed
it's,
them
if you think about it, the Russians, like the Russians, they already have a problem with people fucking.
He's like fucking.
And actually, if
they're immigrants,
if that guy had a farm and this guy's farm was doing really well and they sold the same shit.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you don't know. Like, none of that stuff's documented. Like, that could have been a big play where that dude's losing tons of money. And he's like, hey, I'm going to run for this position. I'm going to kill these motherfuckers.
It's literally Young Guns. It's the Young Guns
It
scenario.
Is the Young Guns
yeah.
scenario.
Yeah, so they come with the Irish immigrant, comes in, has a competing farm with the guy, Sheriff Greedy or Grady or whatever fucking comes in. And with the, and he's in cahoots with fucking law enforcement and
fucking
the government.
Cahoots.
It's totally.
Yep.
Yeah,
it's, I mean, it's not entirely impossible.
No.
You know, I mean, that it sounds like something Like, that seems like a more solid theory than anything else. Like, why this other guy go on this thin ass fucking your dog bit my cow bullshit?
If I had a, like, yeah. I'm on your side.
I would have just killed the dog.
You can stop arguing now. If I had a gavel, I'd hit it right here, man. Yeah. Done. There you go. That counts. Case closed.
I don't know. Big murder. They claim it's solved. I don't think it is.
No, that's bogus. That's ass
fucking
shit.
Bogus.
Nah.
But we're just fucking railroading a guy to get somebody elected. And whether the fucking attorney general did it or not, like, I don't know who the fuck else. Like, yeah, I could see that case of the neighbor doing it so we could buy the property.
Or all of the above, you know what I mean? Yeah, maybe they told the neighbor they could have the property. I just need the government election, like,
right?
Yeah, you
know? Yeah,
yeah. I just don't see it. I mean, yeah.
You have any more cocksuckers written down over there?
Oh, Lacey Brinton.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, I have cocksucker written right next to her name.
Oh man, I thought maybe you'd have a better story or call me an asshole or something, but what? That works too.
No. Oh. What do you mean? No, she's a cocksucker.
Oh, what do you mean? Oh, yeah. That's exactly what I meant. Yeah.
Yeah, there was no pun to it.
Oh, okay.
That's what she does for a living.
Oh, for a living.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She fucking traipses in the
traipses.
Yeah, traipses around the parking lots of like Flying J's.
You just make up words.
She's never heard of traipsing.
Yeah. Traipsing?
Yeah. You traips.
Yeah. Just, is that like a corks confession that we heard earlier?
No, corks.
You said corks like corks time.
You just don't hear me.
Is traipse a word?
I mumble. Yes. You know what? I've been told I mumble, so that's what happens. I know the words. I just mumble them.
It's that Mexican accent you got.
Yeah.
That's what true. It is. I could barely
for real,
just,
say.
I could barely just right now.
Just
barely
right now?
Hey. Barely just right now.
Yeah. So for living.
I was very disappointed, by the way, when I went to Oregon because none of my nephews knew what barely right now was.
Because there's no Mexicans.
There's no Mexicans
in Oregon.
There.
Exactly. I had to school
no
them
Mexicans.
On barely right now.
I'm fucking moving there right now.
Wow.
They enjoyed barely right now. I'm hoping they start
just right now barely. They're gonna start doing that
barely.
Just right now barely whiskey.
Your family's like the seven black people in Oregon, actually,
yeah.
And they're only half black.
Yeah, they're a good portion of them.
That's the only reason they're still there.
Yeah,
we got lynched out.
We did see two black people though. I posted them on Instagram.
No, you did not.
Yes, I did. It was a black mother laying on the ground next to a light rail train stop, and the son was standing there with his foot on her neck.
Oh, what the fuck?
That's good.
I fucking posted it on my Instagram.
I think you should have helped.
Welcome to Portland. I was on a train.
Yeah. Oh, you're on the train?
Yeah.
And you just got it in passing?
We just got it in passing.
Did you any follow-up? Was it, what the fuck? How old is this kid?
He was, I don't know, 12 maybe.
What does? Yeah. How do you know it's his mom on the ground? How do you know he's just like beat up?
They were black.
Yeah, there are two
they
black
all
people.
The same.
Two black people next to each other in Oregon. They were related.
Yeah.
There's not enough that there happened to be two who ran into each other.
Or they had the same slave.
So many questions. So much. There's no follow up on that. We'll never know.
You didn't even ask.
What was
you're
going on?
Yeah, I posted it on Instagram.
I'm just gonna go start doing weird shit by a train like that. Just hold a birthday cake and a chainsaw. People will be like,
fuck?
What the fuck's going on? Why is that guy have a birthday cake and a chainsaw?
Why is he beating a fake fetus?
Ooh.
Stand there. It's like you have a fetus and just do like the dick in the box with it. Just like, you know, mount it to your front and walk around with it.
Nope.
No.
Thank you, El Yucateco Hot Sauce. They're available at most major grocery stores. You can get them at mexgrocer.co.uk. Some other Australian guy found it at some fireworks.com or something.
We could do a light, what is it? A City of Light cake? What is it? What are those called?
City of Light cake. That's a whole lot of those. It's a cake. Cake of light.
Yeah, with El Yucateco red sauce.
No, thanks.
What? No? You're not going to eat one?
No.
You suck.
Maybe if I know the girl, man. If I know her, I might be down. I don't know. Depends. So thank you to El Yucateco Hot Sauce. Thank you to Print Dirt Cheap. You can go to printdirtcheap.com for printed goods, and you can use code SOFAKING to get a discount there. They have stickers. One of our fans, actually, I can't think of her name right now. I think it's Jennifer. They have a Cryptid Con, and they just ordered a bunch of stuff from Print Dirt Cheap for their convention. Also, thank you to DeLeon Graphics for our t-shirts. Those are available at our web store at SOFAKINGpodcast.com. Also, thank you to Digital Creations. They make our coffee mugs and maybe some keychains. I just didn't show you guys that yet. I don't know where my keys are at, but they made us
pretty cool bottle opener keychain. They're hanging in the front door upstairs. But thank you to Digital Creations, and we might have some of those soon. And also thank you to Dan Camrio Jiu-Jitsu. You can log on to armhunter.com for apparel and instructional DVDs. And that's all I got. I don't remember who your person was.
I already did them.
You can take over. You got everybody? Yeah. Brad said mean things to our patrons.
I'm good.
So we're all good. Yeah.
And the hot sack winner, you need to give a shout out to Brent so we can get your address.
Yeah. Hit me up on social media and I will send you a huge flaming sack
of hot
dog shit.
Yeah.
Yep.
Actually, I have cool stuff on the hot sack. I don't know if maybe that's people saw what the hot sack was, but they sent me a bunch of t-shirts, and I have the little mini hot sauce bottles with a koozie keychain and cool stickers. They sent me a bunch of new stuff that we hadn't had before. So I have a bunch of cool stuff that's going in the hot sack, and it's actually going in an Elia Kateko sack, which is making it officially a hot sack. It comes with like a grocery bag. If you live in California, that matters because they're going to charge you a fucking quarter for every one of those bags.
Yeah,
I don't
care. And people don't know, we actually do rub our sacks all over that stuff before we ship it.
Yeah.
So when you put those sunglasses on, just know where they've been.
Mine's itching. I don't know if it's unrelated or it's the sack that I'm allergic to or something, but it's causing a problem. I'm gonna let Brad take over that duty.
Don't cross the stream. Yeah. That's all I got to say.
Yeah.
All right. That's all I got.
All right. Well, on that note, don't be retarded.
But still roam with the rats. Bullets.